Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
This is another one of your favorite songs, right, Dave?
Oh, this is... Oh, I have heard this one. Girls Want to Have Fun.
You jammed to this on the weekends.
I jam, and even during the week.
I jelly.
You like... No, I wouldn't say that, but you already did. And Trisha, Eric in studio, and this is a song that everyone loves from 1901.
Of course, from Walking on Sunshine, we're celebrating the 80s. Got a special treat in the next couple shows, you'll see. Special costume change, but right now...
Don't do that again.
What? You don't like costumes? Okay. Well, I do. But you know what? Someone else who likes to have fun, I'm sure, because who doesn't? But we'll just go on out on a limb and say Jacqueline Pignol likes to have fun.
Yes, I do. Hi, guys.
Hey.
So that wasn't too much of a stretch, I'm sure.
You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Really? No, you're just saying that because I'm a voice actress, too.
No, you really do. I like it.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm really good now.
Well, Jacqueline's been on a lot of different programs. We'll have to get her to do some of her different voices. But right now we have her on behalf of Fox's Bordertown. It premiered last Sunday, January 3rd. It's the newest animated series on the Fox lineup. She's alongside an outstanding cast that includes Hank Azaria, Missy Pyle. There's so many talented people in this.
And she's so beautiful, she shouldn't be hiding behind cartoons.
And not be, well, she's a five-year-old boy. Yeah.
Tell us about Pepito.
Pepito's a really fun character for me to do. It's really easy for me to do kids' voices. You know, I just think it's kind of an easy way for me to escape and kind of be a kid again all the time. So I love doing children's voices and cartoons. And Pepito's just a mischievous, you know, crazy little boy who tells the truth, tells it like it is. You know how kids have no censor. And I think that the Seth MacFarlane, Mark Henteman comedy comes through him a lot because he'd get away with saying things that adults wouldn't normally say. And it's the truth. And it touches upon, you know, the Seth MacFarlane humor of politically incorrect comments and things like that. So I love that about the show, you know, telling a lot of truth through comedy.
And I think that's important. We were just talking to Shalita Grant earlier about how we can learn so much when a message is put into our entertainment source.
Right.
Because it's kind of like it's not like you're sitting down at a lecture. You're learning it in a fun way. And I think that's important no matter whether it comes through a dramatic series or if it comes through comedy or whatever. So how did you come to be involved in Bordertown?
You know, it's one of those things that you get an audition, and I get them weekly for a voiceover, you know, sometimes daily. You nowadays, because we have everything at our fingertips, I have a little walk-in closet that I converted into a full-on, like, voiceover little studio. I had it all done up. And I go in there, and I record the audition. I send it in to the agent, and then you just kind of let it go. And with the Pepito, I think because it's a Latin family, and I'm Latina, and I can really do the accents, whether it's a slight Spanish accent from Mexico, East LA. I did a bunch of stuff on the audition. I wanted to give them options because they never gave you specifics of what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. And it just came really easy to me. I had fun with it. I wasn't thinking, like, I got to get this. And I think as an actor, when we kind of let go and we really do it because we enjoy it and we're in it, you do a better job. And sort of came back around, and they said, hey, they want to see you again. I'm like, oh, great. I went in on my way to the session where I thought I was getting called back. I spoke to my agent, and she wanted to make sure that I knew that I had booked the role. Like, holy cow.
Wow.
So that was really cool. My first session, I was already recording the first episode.
Wow,
that's amazing.
And now we know we don't want to get anyone in trouble, and we don't want you to do any voices that you're not allowed to do. I know some people aren't allowed to do certain voices, right? Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to share with us some Pepito?
I think if it's like aired already, or, you know, some of the stuff from like Sunday's episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can, I suppose. I have to get into my mode. I'm like, oh, God.
I know, we're putting you on the spot.
It's, let me see. When, let me think about this. Yeah, let me see. You dumbasses! You know, would you? My mom said, if I'm real good, you'll take me to your funeral someday.
That's
that
great.
That was just one of the lines that, you know, she tells Bud. Because Bud is Hank Azaria's character, who's the Border Patrol officer who does not like people from Mexico.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's you know. So tell us about some of the other voices that you've done over the years. I mean, we were looking at your IMDb, and I mean, just your voice credits alone are impressive.
Yeah, you know, you forget that you do all this stuff, and people remind you. It's really great. I have done, and I also do like a lot of voice replacement, you know, which is a weird kind of a thing that has come up for me in my career, is I can sound like other actresses, and sometimes maybe they weren't available to complete a performance or do something, and I can come in and match it, and you'll never know it's me.
That's pretty darn amazing. That's got to be, that's a skill that I, whew.
It's pretty cool. I really like it, because when you do it and you watch it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's me, but nobody knows it. It's fun for me because I sound like the other actress. Wow. And I really enjoy that. And I've done other little cartoons. I did a series years ago for Univision in Spanish, and it was a cartoon where I played a 5-year-old girl named Gracie. And that was really fun. Also based around a book of cartoons called Baldo. And I had a lot of fun with that, because that was, you know, every week, so you're able to really establish the voice and find it in you. And I've done little things for, like, Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Barnyard, the movie, so animals. My audition for that one was in a Trader Joe's parking lot, and the casting director's like, can you do animals? Can you? And I'm like, yeah. You know, it was years ago, and I said, yes. And she goes, okay, can you give me the sound like a sheep? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm outside in the parking lot doing cows and chickens and sheep and all that's my audition, and they gave me the role. It was so funny. I was so embarrassed at the time. I was like, oh, my gosh, people are thinking they're crazy doing this outside. But whatever's going to give me the job.
Was it your neighborhood, Trader Joe's?
Yeah, right. It's actually pretty close. It was outside a casting office. I was eating lunch in between auditions, and I'm standing there like, okay, well, this can't be too crazy, so I'll just do it.
Well, we're also broadcasting, in addition to KPHX 1480, we're also broadcasting on Stream, an online video stream service. And, you know, someone says that they love Mr. Peabody and Sherman, and they're asking if you were in the movie The Call.
The Call, you know, I did voiceover for them.
Okay.
Because it was primarily a lot of 911 things and stuff. And for some reason, I can do, you know, I've done a lot of dispatch. You know, people don't realize, but when you watch all these shows with cops and everything, the CSI, you know, New York's and Miami's and all that dispatch that you hear is done in post. And they don't, until they have actors like myself come in, and I can do radio dispatch. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're like, Lewis 9-1, we have an incident on La Cienega and La Brea. We need a unit, any available unit. You know, you just learn to do this stuff. Yeah, but it's got to be very specific and real.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it sounded really real when you did that just then. That was really good.
It's one of these like little skills that you don't think is a skill, but I have seen other people come and try and do it just because they say they can, and they can't.
I think that's the thing, is a lot of people think, oh, this must be, you know, I could do that. Well,
super
no,
easy. Yeah,
you probably can't. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because my first exposure to you that I know of, although I probably have heard your voice previously, but my first exposure was on General Hospital. Way back when you played Mickey Martin's little sister. But I think what Eric said at the very beginning just speaks volumes as well. You are such a beautiful, not just inside, but outside as well, person and woman. And it's hard to imagine you, you know, having, it's doing so much voice when you have the face for being in TV.
Careful, you know how our listeners
like
feel
that.
About saying how beautiful women are.
But I'm saying on the inside as well. I mean, she just is this incredible
person. We actually
get
harassed by listeners for saying that women are good looking.
Oh my gosh.
Because we're not being partial.
I know. And I mean, and then we could say that, you know, Jacqueline, you're really glowing right now, more than usual too, you know?
Oh God, you're going to bring that up. Okay. It's a good thing.
She's expecting her first child this year. So yeah, congratulations.
I am. Yeah. How? No, it's been really good because I've worked on camera more during my pregnancy than I had in just the previous month. And I thought I was going to do more voiceover during my pregnancy than on camera. So it was, you just never know. As an artist, you just stay open and you just are present, things really just start to happen and snowball. And it's been really cool. I'm really excited about the shows coming out that I've done recently. So.
Well, and Tricia was saying, you know, how beautiful inside and out. And, you know, of course, I'm reading here that you've got, you're working on a documentary about saving abandoned animals across the country.
Yes, that, so you know, when you have a lull in your career, you're like, I need to, you know, I always need to be doing something. Mm-hmm. And I help rescue animals, I help rescue dogs, I support a lot of different rescues across the United States with vetting animals. A lot of times, the only thing missing in saving an animal's life is that nobody has money for the vet bills. So I offer to cover the vet bills, and then rescues are able to take the dog on and foster it and feed it and take care of it and find an adopting family. But I was doing it on my own so much that I was like saving, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 dogs a year. It's just not enough, you know? So I thought I need to do something on a larger scale. It's a really big problem. It's kind of massive. And when millions of dogs are being put down because there's no space for them in our shelters, and there's still, besides the ones being put down, so many abandoned and on the streets or abused animals especially, something needs to be done, you know? So I began my own documentary, and I started to travel. My husband and I, and we hired a director, and we're doing right now just going to different states and talking to different rescues, rehabilitation programs. We've been to Chicago, Atlanta, all throughout Georgia, actually. We're in California now shooting. I'm trying to get everything done before the baby comes, but it's not going to happen. The baby's going to have to come with us to finish up the documentary later on because it's a big problem. It's called The Canine Condition. That's the name of the film. And we hope to bring awareness to all the great things that are being done so more people can get on board. I don't want it to be a film about this horrible, sad thing, and then you walk away going, oh, how sad, I don't want to see it, or oh, there's nothing I could do. It's more about, no, there's a lot being done. It's so easy for anyone to take on, whether it's on your phone, sharing a petition, signing a petition, sending $5 to a rescue, or getting really involved. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to cover a lot of things so that people can maybe see that there is room to always make a difference in our society and the things that affect all of us. Whether you love animals or not, it affects all of us economically. Even if that's where you have to go to let people know, hey, you're being affected, so don't turn a blind eye to this. Right. Maybe people will do something, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, talking also about doing things, you are an amazing woman. So much that you have done. Just looking at your bio and you know, learning that you've known since you were young that you wanted to be an actress, and mm-hmm. that you've you know, you're bicoastal because you came originally from Queens, I believe, and then you moved to LA. You speak four languages in addition to English, right? And I mean, and you can do all these voices, and
she's gonna be in Bosch.
Yeah, or Bosch.
Bosch,
right? Yeah.
Oh yes.
This is the second season of Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, you're so. When you say your downtime, I almost laughed because I thought, you know, or a lull in your career. I'm like, well, you're not having a lull in your career. You're just squeezing more in.
And she's going to have a baby.
Right. But you know, when you said it's not going to be done by the time the baby's born, the baby's just going to need to come with us. I'm thinking, what an incredibly wonderful benefit that child is going to have to be born to a mom like you, and the exposure that child's going to be able to have, and the things that they're going to be able to learn and see. I think that's incredible. And I just think that everything that you're doing, you have a focus, you want to better the world, and you want to have fun while you're doing it. And this has been really fun to be able to hear about all these fun things you've got going on, as well as, like you said, The Canine Condition. You don't want it to be a downer. You want it to be something that can tell people, hey, these are wonderful things that are being done, and it's not just the no-kill shelters and things that are happening, but there are ways that all of us, no matter how big or small, that we can do to help.
Yes, and there are. You'll see. I'm going to make this film, and it's going to get out there because it has to. I'm not stopping.
Wonderful.
Well, and I believe you with everything that you've accomplished so far and everything that you have on your horizon. I think that's phenomenal. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you. We definitely just need to get good stuff out there. You know, there's enough of the bad, and that's why I think I enjoy Border Town so much, because, you know, we are addressing certain issues and things. If you guys get to watch the series, you'll see things come up that are very relevant to today's media headlines, but they're told in a way that's easy to digest, and you can laugh at it, but go, there's something to think about. So
yeah, there's even aliens on the show. Someone got abducted, and there was a probe.
Oh my goodness, seriously?
No, yeah, those kind of aliens.
Oh,
yeah.
Probe. Now this is going south.
Well, I am from San Diego, and it is a border town, and it is in the south. And so it all comes around. What goes around, this is border town, and it's in the south too.
So you'll have. That's what I'm saying. You have to tune into this show. Very funny. Check out Border Town. It's on Sundays, on Fox. So it premiered last weekend. So I'm sure you can catch up on Fox's website. But check out the second episode tomorrow night, starring Jacqueline Pinole as Pepito.
Thank you, guys.
Hey,
and
I also, I just wanted to check with you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure. So is this the Canine Condition? I'm assuming it's documentary type format. And do you know yet with regards to distribution? Are you guys going to be going through the film festivals and go for that route? Or
we initially started that, and that's why it's so interesting to be open to things, because we started as that, and there is so much material being uncovered as we go in our journey that now we're like, oh, wait a minute, does this need to be a Netflix series? Does this need to be, pitched a different way? So I'm still open to that, because we may not be able to squeeze it all into a film, but into a miniseries. So I'm going to play with that and see, so that I don't just try to get everything in on one just because, you know what I mean? So,
all right. Well, you please keep us informed of how you're going to do it. We want to be there with you. We want to put it out there as best as we can to our listeners and to our reach. So please keep in contact with us so that we can, because we love animals, and sorry, but we love you. We think you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yay. And the dog.
I am looking forward to Border Town too. I can't wait to see it.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Jacqueline. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. She is so talented. Great. Isn't
Nicely
she just
done.
Incredibly
yes.
talented?
Yeah, very much so. And, well, let's take another break. We've got another guest coming up after the break. Ooh, this is... Oh, we talked about the girls having
Hot
fun.
Boys.
I've never heard of this.
But now we're going to hear from the Wild Boys.
Duran Duran.
Wild Boys.
Never heard of it.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh,
Dave.
Eternal Flame. Yeah, I heard
it's
of
all right.
it.
It's all right. It's all right, Dave.
Well, we got Nick Swardston coming up after the break. But before that, from...
Right
Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, Walking on Sunshine.
Wild Boys.
Oh, Wild Boys. I've heard the Wild Vampires.
I know some of my friends that are female like to go to the Wild Boys shows.
Oh, you mean, is that like Chippendales?
The Thunder Down Under?
Oh, yeah. They like that. They're
the Thunder
like that.
Down Under?
And the Magic Mike.
Dave, have you been to a Chippendales?
No.
Oh, uh-huh.
No, I never have.
Uh-huh. We've
All
seen
right,
your Facebook.
I danced there once, and I got a lot of money. All right. I hold the record. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX
Wild
in
Boys.
Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.